From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. President Trump praises tax bill for U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump continued to tout his party's major tax bill Saturday, the president telling reporters everybody's going to benefit if the bill is signed into law.
This is going to bring money in. As an example, we think $4 trillion will come flowing back into the country. That's money that's overseas, that's stuck there for years and years.
Republican lawmakers finalized a final version Friday of their compromise $1.5 trillion tax bill. If approved and signed into law, the tax legislation would be the first major legislative achievement of President Trump's nearly 11-month presidency. President Trump is set to unveil on Monday his strategy to counter what he considers the most dire global threats to America. Trump's national security adviser, H.R. McMaster, gave a preview of the administration's new national security policy this week. McMaster said the policy is driven by four key priorities: protecting the homeland, advancing and protecting U.S. prosperity, maintaining peace through strength, and advancing U.S. influence. Around 1,000 people attended a rally in Frankfurt on Saturday protesting against U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Police told Reuters TV that it was a peaceful protest. This followed a protest in Berlin last weekend where 2,500 people participated. Argentina has dismissed the head of its navy following last month's disappearance of a submarine with four crew members on board. We have more on this story on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.